children where they are.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Power Your Life. I'm Dr. Joanne White, and Happy New Year. We are going to make this year a most wonderful year, and I'm really excited today because I have someone who's going to help us figure out how to do that. Sometimes we feel very much alone, and sometimes we feel that we're not sure what we're doing. We're kind of moving around in the dark, and some of the days that we've had have felt dark and bleak. Yet it's so important to know that, firstly, you're not alone, and secondly, that especially for your business and for your work, if you need the help and the support, it's out there because people, as Pat Rogers says, need people. Talking about this wonderful person, retired correctional lieutenant Patricia Rogers, who completed 29 years, wow, in law enforcement for Miami-Dade County, where she trained thousands of employees to excel in their careers. Upon retiring, Pat invested in herself and discovered her gifts, talents, and hobbies, and she turned them into a business that she loves. As a visibility strategist, international public speaker, and international best-selling author, event coordinator of both on- and offline events, as well as a legal service provider, Pat guides entrepreneurs toward their greatest success. She knows that people need people and helps entrepreneurs build their brand through video and hosts online masterclasses that teach entrepreneurs how to increase their authority using today's technology. Pat also is committed to providing affordable legal and identity theft plans to protect you, your family, as well as your business legally. Through her dedication to others, Pat's received multiple rewards: the She Inspires Me Award, the Shining Star Award, Uncommon Leadership Award, Gene Lynch Lifetime Achievement Award. I can go on and on. A Business Icon Award, and she's also included in magazines and magazine articles and so much more. This woman is amazing. Welcome, Pat Rogers. How are you?
Woo! Give me some energy. Give me some energy. That's what I say when I'm on the platform for Zoom. That's how I get everybody involved. Give me some energy. Wave your hands in the air like
The energy is already. And it's. And, you know, speaking of energy, it's important to share energy. And you do that, as I just talked about, through multiple ways. What do you think right now is one of the most pressing things that people need, whether they're an entrepreneur or they're working or whatever, that people need right now? What's important?
Oh, that's a good question. And it's an essential question also, because one thing, as you said, I already said what I say, and that is that people need people. So having said that, with things that are going on around us today and the last year, how things have totally shifted, the first thing we need is a good connection of other people. That's the first thing. So that means whatever community you are in, whether it's church, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's your job, it could be a 9-to-5, we all need to be connected to a positive source of people. Because it's those other people and their ideas and their inspiration and those connections that's going to take us to our next part, the next part of our destiny. That's the first thing. We can't do it alone. The second thing is that I strongly suggest into everyone is that technology, it is here, it is what it is, and we are either going to have to get on board, or we're going to stay stuck, stay comfortable, be comfortable, and don't deal with it. But when we're comfortable, we all know that nothing happens in our comfort zone. And when we change the way we think about situations, then, of course, we'll change the way that we behave. So when we accept this technology and that this is going to be the way of the world now, it is what it is. And I'm going to tell you something. When changes come, and when, in other words, through crises, it's not always a bad deal. See, sometimes people focus only on the negative and what, because it makes them uncomfortable. But when we open our mind and start looking at the benefits of the challenges, of the crises, and what can I get out of it, and what can I contribute to it to enhance my own lifestyle, you know, my own life, then we'll begin to take action, and then, of course, it won't be so difficult either, you know, because change is inevitable, and no matter what we do in life, we have to step outside of ourselves and our comfort zone and take action. So technology is huge right now. That's what I do. I show you how to work this technology, Zoom platform, StreamYard, all these things, and even the emails. You know, so the bottom line is I show you how to do all these things so that one-on-one, so that you will become comfortable. And that's what people are missing sometimes. Coaching packages are good, getting coaches here, coaches there. But if you're not actually getting that one-on-one, and I've had several coaches in my day, but I've learned that with Women's Prosperity Network, I get one-on-one. I actually work with the coach. They don't send me a link. I've gotten links before. Yeah, I pay for this, and then I got a link, and then I still got to figure it out. And I can't figure it out, so guess what? I just wasted my money. So I have made enough mistakes for everyone. It wasn't a mistake. It was an investment. It was called risk. But, again, so I've taken everything from corporate America 29 years as well as the 7 years that I've been in this entrepreneur arena, and I've taken everything that I have, and I deposit it into those people who I serve.
You know, I think that's really important. I think it's important that what we do is we're here to serve, you know, and I believe that very strongly. And whatever work you're doing, it's so important that there's an investment in the people that you're working with. So bravo, because I feel the same way too. Now, you said something, Pat, that I think is so very, very important, and that is through any challenge, through any adversity, through, you know, anything that we're going through that may have some real downsides, like what many of us are experiencing today, there is an upside, and oftentimes people don't see that. You may not see that immediately, but when you do, it, like you said, it not only can serve us, but it can be utilized too when you see the plus in it, the gift in it, to help and serve other people. So that's so very important. So thank you for that. So let's talk a little bit about technology, because I hear when the minute you say that, some people kind of quiver in not feeling comfortable and wanting to stay in their comfort zone, as you said. What does it mean? What do they need to do? And obviously we're not going to be able to go through all of it, but what's one of the first steps that people need to take forward to be able to be comfortable with all the technology? Because it's constantly changing.
It's constantly changing. But one thing I believe is that once you get the basic foundation of anything, everything else flows easily, not as difficult, but until you get that foundation. So just what you just said, Joanne, is, you know, people think that, well, because they don't take action because of the thought process. They think it's difficult. But until they actually take action and get with the right person, and I'm going in on this one, a lot of people have grandchildren, a lot of people have children. And I'm going to tell you something, these young people, they have the resources right in their hands, and they don't recognize it, if they don't recognize it, I'm bringing it to their attention. Yes, in this arena, nowadays, you got a lot of entrepreneurs who have the knowledge you need, but you're going to pay the cost because it's an investment in yourself. But I tell clients, my clients, some things that I teach them that they're trying to learn, such as video, how to use a video to create content for the website or content to post on social media, because that's very essential. And I have to bring it to their attention. I had one young lady, she had, about eight kids? And when I told her how to group those emails and put those emails in her grouping with all the emails that I had given her so that I could show her that process, you know, 500 emails, I said, you don't have to do it all. You can talk to those children, because now you're educating them and they're helping you. You know, so now you're not hiring anybody. You're using the resources that are in your hand, which is these young people. You can ask them anything about a cell phone, anything about technology, for the most part. And if they don't know, trust me, they can figure it out. So a lot of people have the resources in their hand, but they just don't have they just have to make that connection with the children or their, you know, their siblings or their children. I'm sorry, the children or the grands or whatever. They got the resources. And if they don't have,
and you know, some of those people will be real, like their kids will be really excited to participate in it. So and eager, and it's helping them as well. So yeah, that's a great idea.
Good point, Joanne. Absolutely, that's what I try to tell those kids. Love it when because now, when I show you something, you're transferring this new information to kids. What kids don't want to know how to use an app to make a video? Don't you know when you're in school? And with your other friends, that's all kids want to do is take pictures with the camera. So it's a, you said it, it's a win-win. It's a win-win. And then on the other hand, if they don't want to do it that way, they just have to make a conscious decision that they're gonna look themselves in the mirror and say, you know what, it's time that I walk in my destiny. And that means that they have to make an investment in themselves. And I'm gonna say something. I've learned, for me, the more I made invested in myself and took these coaching programs and public speaking trainings and got involved in the collaboration books and all that money I was paying out, I realized it was for me. And you know what? It boosted my self-esteem exponentially. So it's no, I mean, and then, of course, guess what? So that means now that when I coach and when I serve, when I used to do stuff for free, hey, I got some value in me. So guess what? I get to charge. I get to put a price. I get to put a ticket on my services. And that's what entrepreneurship is all about, digging inside of yourself, seeing what the gifts are that you have that can serve other people, and monetizing them.
And the, you know, and that's
at some point you do have to monetize in order to, you know, be sustainable and so forth.
Yes. You know, what you're saying is so important. So let's focus a little bit about entrepreneurship, because a lot of people don't even know or recognize the tremendous abilities that they have, and like you were talking about, their gifts. And it's so important to really be able to do that and to know what they are and to be able to utilize them, like you said, and go through whatever kind of training they need to be able then to move forward and help other people. And to me, I think that's all about, that's what we're all about. I said earlier, I think we're here to serve in as many ways as we can. And what you said so beautifully is utilizing the gifts that we have, that those God-given gifts here that we've been given to help others as well as ourselves. So thank you for that. That's so key. So many people, Pat, are using social media and may not even be using it correctly, whatever that means. And yet there are many people, and I've talked to some people who it's like they don't want to do social media. It's such a headache. It's bore. It's taking up so much time. So what do you tell those people to get them on board with social media? And why do you think and know that it's so important, Pat?
Well, the first thing I would tell them, again, you cannot change what you cannot change. And again, they have to make a choice. We all have decisions to make in our life. And I'm going to say this. Many people I know, I've talked to a lot of people too. And if we're really honest with ourselves, a lot of people are not happy with where they are in their life. And, you know, and then on the other hand, they're afraid to step out of that comfort zone. So first thing I'm going to say on that is it. Get over it. Because nothing changes until we change it. So we're not going to save the whole world, Joanne. We can't. But I'll tell you this. There are some people who are committed to themselves and who realize that they have more to offer the world, and to themselves first. Because the people that we serve, that I'm working so hard in my business to serve those I'm serving, is to also be of service to the people that I brought into this world, if it makes any sense. So those people I brought into this world, I know they're counting on me. If we really want to, a lot of times we use this family thing as, I got to do this for my family. Oh, girl, I'm doing it. Okay, but then when it's time for us to step outside of that fear factor and get involved and start walking into our destiny, now that's another story. Okay, so my thing is this. We have to, first of all, know what our purpose is. What is our why? You know, why do we want a better lifestyle? Why do we want to be more and do more for other people? You know, so we have to understand that, and then we have to get with the right people who are going to show us and teach us how to utilize social media. You don't have to stay on social media all day to get the job done, but we do have to stay on social media, get on social media so that you can make connections with the people who you are looking to connect with. Everybody has what we call a target market. So the target market, we have to communicate with people. In order for me, Joanne, to know that you do these interviews, I had to connect with you on Wisdom Cafe. That was the group on Facebook that Sophie hosts. So when I saw you there and we started building our relationship, you understand? So if I wasn't there, Joanne, you would not have seen me. We would not be having this conversation. So this is why it's so important for people who are listening to this call to get up, suit up, and show up on social media, because that's where everybody's hanging out at now. How about that?
I love that. Now, I have a question, because some people say, well, should I just hire somebody, or should I do it myself? And years ago, I hired somebody. I was paying a lot of money, and I'm doing it myself now because I'm more invested in the people that I'm connected with. There's more of a back and forth conversation. What's your take on that?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that question. I would love to expound on that, because what happened is you made a statement, and I can attest to it too. I spent a lot of money doing certain things that I thought, you know, I could say it was a waste of money in the long run, because you know I'm saying that to say this: everything that we do, no matter what little bit of it that we do, it gets us closer to the goal. And everybody, even Walmart, even Publix, when they start out, before these companies start out, organizations, everybody has to go through what we call a beta test. Everybody has to start out from the beginning. So some of those times that I purchased, now that I'm an entrepreneur and I felt like later maybe I wasted that money, I realized sometimes those people may have been starting out too. But it's just like anything else. We get better with time. Things get better with time. So it's never really a waste of money, ever, ever, ever. Because all those things that I was introduced to, the experiences that I had, brought me closer to where I am today. And like you said, some things I learned now to do on my own, even if those trial periods, helped me to realize, hey, I could do this. But if they had not introduced me to certain parts of it, I wouldn't have known what I can do. So it's a win-win.
Right, and you know, I agree with that. Right. No, I agree with that, because when I was watching the people that were helping me, I thought, well, hey, now, you know, it helped me understand what was needed. So it, in a way, by hiring those people, I was in training.
Absolutely.
And
that's good. That's absolutely
and,
right.
And so it's, I think, again, and you've made that point really clearly, whatever kind of investment we've made, again, rather than thinking, oh, I wasted my time, I wasted my money, there's always a positive takeaway from it. And I think that both
absolutely.
You and I stand for that, because that's so important to be
mm-hmm.
able to see that. So talk a little bit about other means of visibility. You mentioned social media and also video. what else do people need to be cognizant of in terms of being out there, being present, getting people to see who they truly are and what they have to
Yeah, because like I said, social media is out there. It's where it is. And again, I just want people to understand they don't have to work on social media all day. But you do, it's called scheduling. It's called scheduling. Just like we go into the doctor's office, they give us an appointment. We know we're going to the doctor's office at 1 o'clock tomorrow. What do? We get up, we get suited up, we get dressed up, and we go out. And we get make that appointment. Social media is no different. If I know I need to work on social media, I went to LinkedIn this morning before I got on this call. I knew I wanted to post again on LinkedIn before the call, as well as Facebook, as well as in the Messenger. So I knew that last night. I posted yesterday, before yesterday, whenever. But I know I like to post again to keep it fresh in front of the people the day of the event, because people forget. People. So this morning when I got up in a timely manner to do just that. And I posted in the Messenger. I posted in LinkedIn. I posted. And it's all about timing. It's all about preparation. Preparation is the key to all of our success. No matter what it is that we're doing, we have to prepare. You know, we have to prepare for that. And so social media is an awesome, awesome tool. And, again, sometimes people get on it. They get lost in all the negative rhetoric. If you go on social media, Joanne, I know you know, we have to go on with intention.
You're so very right, and it's so important to also the preparation that you're talking about, because we do have to figure out what our message is, who we want to connect mm-hmm. with, what's important, as well as just not being in that isolation, but seeing what's out there and seeing what other people are doing and being part of that conversation as well. And I think it's so important.
Right.
So we've been through a challenging time and we're still in it. I wanted you to address mm-hmm. and give people some hope and some support. What did you do to get through the pandemic and the challenges? And what do you, what kind of advice, Pat, do you offer other people who are kind of in the throes of it, as many of us are, and how they can really reframe what they're going through and be able to see the light rather than the darkness?
Well, yes, I did go through some challenges as it relates to the pandemic, because I was hosting live events, conferences, annual conferences, and monthly workshops here. And people would fly in to actually come to my events as far as London. They would come in to be a part, to speak at the events and participate as a vendor or whatever other positions that we had, expert panelists. And the pandemic shook me, because I had an event planned for May 2020, and I had to cancel that event eventually, and I had to refund all the money that I had collected, because all of my participants paid to be in the event. I set a platform for public speakers to speak, share their message, vendors to share their products and services, expert panelists come on stage, and they get to share who they are, what they do. I set that platform, and I think you know and I know marketing is the biggest part, probably 95% of hosting an effective event. So that's my
right.
job. My job is to get you in front of people. When you talked about visibility, I didn't really tap that. But that's something else I do to give people the visibility. If you're a speaker, I set a platform so that Joanne can say, hey, Pat, I'd like to speak at one of the events that Unity and Service is hosting this year. We're hosting 5 events. We need speakers. So, again, it's an investment in you. It's an opportunity to let the world know, those people know how you serve them. So that's one way too that I give visibility. But again, as you talk about transitioning, what I had to do, and I was very upset, nervous, because that was my biggest. I had over $14,000 I had to refund, and I had not even sold tickets for the event. That was just from the participants in the event. So I had, you can imagine how devastating that was. And I had to refund that money. I refunded it. And, I'm connected to an organization, Women's Prosperity Network, Women with Vision, also Women with Vision. Also, I'm connected with Bill Walsh, Power Team USA. That's another thing. We have to stay connected, which I said earlier, with the right people who are going to help inspire and push us and keep us moving into our destiny in the right direction. And that's what Nancy Matthews told us, call us in our coaching sessions, our group coaching, she said to us, don't lose sight of your vision. Do not lose sight of your vision. All you have to do is pivot. And what got me through mine, hosting online events, is I had to take action. We can sit and we can wonder what if all we want to. Well, what if nobody comes? Well, you're not alone. We all feel that way. I host every event I host. I always ask God for what I want, but, Lord, you know I take more. You know, so that's just the way it is. And now just because we plan an event does not mean people are going to come. We have to do the work, and the work involves marketing, building relationships with people we meet, attending other people's events. All of that is a part of visibility. Even being on the platform for Zoom nowadays, since we have Zoom, having a professional virtual background that states your, that customizes what I call it, states your name, who you are, what you, you know, your title, and your phone number and your email. Those things are what we call branding tools. So this is how we get to stay visible. But as far as breaking through that fear factor, we have to get over the frustration, face it head on. And if you have an idea, what's his name? Napoleon Hill says, one sound idea is all one need to achieve success. And I can guarantee you, everybody that's listening to this call, that will listen to this call, they have had an idea. So if they want to manifest that idea, they've got to make a decision to invest in themselves, connect with the person or people or groups of people, and getting from point A to point B. So
beautiful.
I mean, it's
beautifully stated, and yes, and it's so very true. You have to also have some belief in yourself. You have to be able to recognize that again, we've all been given gifts, and it's about recognizing, and you talked about that earlier, recognizing what those gifts are, actually exploring that and utilizing them and sharing them and making those connections, because those connections help you get to where you need to be. And in the long run, it's also serving so many other people, which is so very beautiful. You talked about some of the upcoming events that you're having. And can you share a little bit about one or two of those events? Because I'm excited about them. I mean, they sound beautiful and strategic, and I want to be a part of it, as you know.
Yeah, you will be. You will be. We have 5 events lined up this year. And again, like I said, I set a platform for public speakers to speak and share their message from the stage. And, of course, that includes selling their products and services. If we don't let people know what we are, what we do, and how we serve them, then the connection, there's no need. So that's what I do. I run my business just like Publix and Walmart and the bank and all of those people run theirs. If we don't advertise, if we don't let people know what we do, nobody knows. So people need to know how we serve them. And that's what I do. And, of course, at our event, being that we are online, it's very simple. It makes it so much easier. And when the tickets used to be $150 live, now guess what? They're only $25. How about that? You know, and then they never have to leave home. And then they come to the event, and after our event, online events, they get to hear messages like yourself. You know, I'm sure you will get people to interview just coming to our event. So everybody gets something out of it. If they come intentionally, you're going to get what you need, that connection. Because it's all about that connection and building those relationships. We also give out the email list. Every event, we give out the email list. We also ask all of our attendees at the event, as well as the speakers, to put any links into our chat that will give our attendees free gifts, because most entrepreneurs want to get that information out there. The chat is a powerful tool to get it out there. And then after that event is over, not only do I give that email list, I make that chat in size 12 font so we can read it. How about that?
I love it.
You know what I'm talking about. I make it a size 12 or 14 font for people like me and you so we can read it. And then I send that to the attendees as well as the replay, because we're not going to remember everybody's name on a first meet basis, especially on the platform. So I do whatever I can do at our event that will make your connecting with other people easier. That's just it.
You know, I love your energy and enthusiasm, and that's so important, too. I mean, you've got to be invested and be able and to convince people of things. You've got to really stand behind it. You've got to get excited about it. You've got to be able to infuse with enthusiasm and joy and bring that forward so that people so that it's contagious for people, too. And Pat, you have it. You definitely have it. Now, you mentioned a couple of organizations. There are countless organizations out there. Mm. How does somebody know what organization to be connected to? What's going to help them? What's going to serve them? What, you know, where is their best tool in terms of connection and marketing and also visibility as well as learning?
Well, I could give a suggestion. For me, what works for me is that if you just heard what I said Women's Prosperity Network. I said that for a reason. Why did I say that?
I know. I wrote it down.
Women with Vision. There you go. Women with Vision. Power Team USA, Bill Walsh. He's one of the renowned public speakers who's spoken on my stage many times. He's one of my mentors. So I said that because all we have to do is watch other people, because we all want to mimic certain people, or we have other people have something that we like about them. So now that we make that connection with that person, and normally what happens with me is when people know that I'm connected with Women's Prosperity Network, and I can't, and then they learn more about me. I came out of corporate America, 29 years working in corporate America. I had no knowledge what it was to be an entrepreneur, none at all, none at all. All my trainings were free. I got paid every 2 weeks. So I had to learn how to do this thing. But people who have been around me have watched me, because I told you people are always watching. So all we have to do is be that example, be that catalyst, because somebody's watching you and want what you have. They want what you have, Joanne. And therefore, they connect. Then when as they find out about me, they know that I'm a part of Women's Prosperity. And guess what? I have brought many members into that organization because of the events that I've hosted. And then what I love about Women's Prosperity Network is those leaders, Nancy Matthews, Trish Carr, Susan Wiener, they give back to us members. So if I need them to come and be on a be a co-host or something for me to get my an event going or whatever, maybe speak or whatever, they are available. And they pay, too. They pay, too. They buy tickets. So this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for organizations who are going to give back to me. They're going to help push me in my endeavors, not just take from me, because it's a two-way street. And this is what I love about them organizations, as well as Bill Walsh, you know, and so forth, and Charlene, who's over with Women with Vision. So this is what I connect with, the people who see my vision.
And you know, that's really important, because people have to be able to see your vision, to understand what it is, to be able to help you get it out there. So we are running out of time, and you know, you and I, Pat Rogers, could be talking for.
Yeah.
I love what you have to offer, and I love your energy. Tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, how they could find out more. You have a book that's out there, and you have gifts for people. Tell everybody listening how they can find the incredible Patricia Pat Rogers.
Yes. Well, they can get the book that I'm writing right now is called The Virtual Online Events, and they can just get a copy of Chapter 1. It's in the making, not yet released. But they can get a copy of first chapter at patrogers360.com, and they can get a complimentary copy. That's my little complimentary gift to those who are listening today. And if they want to check out my website and see some of the events that we do, I have a live platform where I interview entrepreneurs on a platform called StreamYard, which I also train on that. I train people how to use that, Zoom, those different platforms, so that they can take control of their destiny and and get out in front of the masses. And that is going to be the Zoom call. I train people to do that. I do a live interview, just like you're doing with me, but it's live on 5 different social media platforms, 6, 7, 8 at the same time. So you'll get to experience that, I'm sure. And so this is what I do. It's all about getting them out in front of the masses, and getting them through those uncomfortable moments that of fear of the unknown, of being present because it's so much fun when once we start doing it, we learn how to do it. So they can look at my website, which is patriciarogers.com. Patriciarogers.com. I don't think it gets no simpler than that. What do you think, Ann?
I love it. And you are such a gift, Pat. So what do you want to leave our listeners with before we close?
What I want to leave our listeners with, I think I mentioned earlier that I just lost a loved one, that I was a caregiver for Marsha Smith for 8 years, and she passed on December the 24th. And I was saying this before that happened, and I know I'm going to leave here one day, too. We all are going to leave here one day. So my thing and what I want to leave, my legacy for me is that the value to the listening audience, I want them to know in its duration, not about how long we live, but the value of life is in its donation. It's about what we have to give while we're here. And when I think about Martin Luther King, he lived a long, he made history, and but he died young. He made history, but he died young. I think it was John F. Kennedy also, he made history. He also died at a young age. But when I think about that man in the Bible, for those of you who know about the Bible, it talks about a man named Methuselah. And Methuselah was the only man who's ever lived 969 years. And the only thing that the Bible said about Methuselah is he died. So that's what I want to leave with the audience. What are you doing with the time been given to you to make a difference in the world that we live in?
Beautiful. And, you know, I totally support that and believe that and think that that's your mission, that's my mission as well. So, Pat Rogers, Patricia Rogers, you are such a beautiful soul. Thank you so much for all you have to offer. And we're going to do this again. You and I know this, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Give me some energy.
Hey.
Yes.
Have a beautiful and blessed day. Thanks.
February 25th. I love you, and I look forward to chatting with you soon.
I love you, too. Take good care of yourself. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
So think about what I talked about earlier. You have to be able to move past the fear. The fear is only a small blockage that stands in your way, but you can push through it. And when you do, you can move forward and just create. And I love what Pat said early at the very end, because it's so important. We are here, and I always say we're here to serve. It's not, like Pat said, it's not about how long you're here. It's what you have to offer others. What's the gift? And you already have gifts. You already have been given these God-given gifts that are within you. And guess what? They're being given to you not only for yourself, but so that you can utilize these gifts to lift up others. And I believe that's what we're all about. So thank you, Patricia Rogers. And if you want to get a hold of me, I'll give you the short version. Go to docwhite.org. Find out more about upcoming seminars, workshops, and also shows. And know that you have the ability each and every day to empower yourself. And when you do, you feel stronger. And as you feel stronger, you get out there more in the world. You become more visible, as Pat talked about, and you affect more people. So take those steps, gain the courage that you need, and move forward. And thank you so much for joining us today. Have a blessed and beautiful day.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.